You're tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello, everybody. Boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old-fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you sunshine.
And Saddle is brought to you by Park Alleys, Canada's most unique live music venue, featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of Boots and Saddle, your humble home of honky tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, Sean Burns, and I am coming right at you from the former Boots and Saddle headquarters. Tucked in tight down here in the basement tonight, left arm nudging the upright bass, right arm resting on the dehumidifier, but we're going to make it work. I've got new and recently released music for you today from Rachel Brook, Matt Hillier, Corey Cross, and others. Beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Porter Wagner, Leona Williams, Wynn Stewart, and others. We got a regional roundup taking down to Bakersfield, California for some hot West Coast country and a whole bunch more. Here with you folks for the next hour as you continue to listen to Boots and Saddle. I'll say thanks for saddling up, and I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Tomorrow and cry all day I know
say, like, you know, maybe he wasn't the most beautiful country music singer ever. And maybe he wasn't, like, the most talented or the most handsome. I don't know. It's all subjective, I guess. But damn, if I don't love that Porter Wagoner. Just love that Porter Wagoner. Shuffling on into the program the way that we always do with Porter Wagoner and All Go Down Swinging from his 1965 record, The Thin Man from West Plains. That's right. The Thin Man from West Plains, Missouri. The great, late, great Porter Wagoner. I've been known to sing that song here and there. It's been a while, though. Never really did it right, you know, myself or the band. But I got designs on changing that in the future. In the not-so-distant future. Truly. Truly. Just love that Porter Wagoner. Love that shuffling on in. How you doing this week, friends? Hope you're doing well. Wherever you find yourself tuned in. Maybe you're tuned in on CKUW 95.9 FM in this highly coveted 11 a.m. to noon p.m. time slot on a Tuesday. Or you're at CKUW.ca streaming it entirely for free. Or you're on the Spotify or Apple Podcasts tuning in from whenever and wherever you are. I don't know how you listen. I don't know your life. But I thank you very much for joining me. I'm recording this one like 8 days ahead of broadcast, and I gotta be honest with you, I kind of hate doing it this way. Like, I feel like it's, you know, episode 11 hasn't even aired yet, and this one's episode 12. So I'm way ahead of the game here. I got a busy week, just sort of getting caught up at home, and then off to Montana this weekend with Corby Lund for a couple of shows. The Big Sky Pro Rodeo or something like that in Big Sky, Montana. And the Great Pine Creek Lodge in Livingston. It'll be a good one. I'm sure it'll be a good one. We'll talk more about it later. Lots to chat about, really. Well, is that true? I don't know. Let's just get right after it, shall we? Going to hear something here from Harlan Howard from his 1967 record, Mr. Songwriter. Now, Harlan Howard, of course, you're thinking to yourself, Sean, he was a celebrated and decorated songwriter. He wrote tunes like Above and Beyond, Busted, Excuse Me, I Think I've Got a Heartache, Fooling Round, Heartaches by the Number, She's Gone, 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 I Don't Believe I'll Fall in Love Today, I Fall to Pieces, I've Got a Tiger by the Tail, The Keys in the Mailbox, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down, Streets of Baltimore, Under the Influence of Love, and so many others. Just like this one here, it's the great Harlan Howard with Take It and Go on Boots and Saddle.
He's given you the eye, and you don't seem to mind. I think you're kind of proud of it, and it shows. Well, if that's how you are, I'm glad I learned in time. For baby goodbye is as easy to say as hello. Take it and go. Take it and go. Now I guess you thought that I might beg you to stay. But take it and go. Take it and go. I guess I didn't want it anyway. I was all alone when you and I won't be tasting something that is new to me. I don't want to love at all unless it's true and strong. If you're gonna be a problem to me alone, I'd rather be. Take it and go. Take it and go. Now I guess you thought I might beg you to stay, but take it and go, take it and go. guess I didn't want it anyway.
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
I'm looking at the moon and wishing.
I love an abrupting. I love an abrupt ending. Wow. Charlene Arthur with a single from 1953 called Looking at the Moon, Wishing on a Star. She was a singer of boogie-woogie, blues, and early rockabilly. And in 1950, Charlene Arthur began working as a singer and a disc jockey at the Texas radio station KERB. I'm not the only one. There's so many of us that moonlight as DJs, but actually are performers. She left 3 years later after Colonel Tom Parker discovered her. Now it's getting juicy. Scored her a record deal with RCA Records. She became a regular performer on the Big D Jamboree radio program throughout the 50s and 60s. Also performed and toured with Elvis Presley, of course, among others. But in 1956, RCA dropped her from the label and her career declined. The fickle, fickle music business. Described as a flash in the pan and as a woman before her time, Charlene Arthur would go on to see induction into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. And since the 80s has sort of fallen into favor with critics, praising her vocal style, her stage presence, and her influence on other artists, such as Elvis Presley and Patsy Cline. Had to get that one on there. And before that, we heard from Leona Williams with Yes, Ma'am, He Found Me in a Honky Tonk, released as a single in 1970. I love that one. You know, Summer Dean and her great band do a real solid cover of that one. And I've seen a lot of videos lately on the Instagram of them doing it. But we went back to the source. And Leona Williams was married to Merle Haggard from 1978 to 83. And then later had a near 20-year marriage to songwriter-musician Dave Kirby. He wrote a ton of great tunes. And then for the last 6 years of his life, beginning in 2005, Miss Williams was in a relationship with Ferlin Husky. But the personal stuff aside, on stage and behind the mic, just like that 2004 record of her states, Leona Williams is an honorary Texan. And with songs like the one we just heard, you can see why. Kicking it all off was Harlan Howard. Of course, you know, most well known as a songwriter, but did take a stab at it as an artist as well. We heard Take It and Go from his aptly titled 1967 record, Mr. Songwriter. Friends, you're tuned into Boots and Saddle, and I'm your host, Sean Burns, coming right at you from the basement, from the former Boots and Saddle headquarters. As I mentioned, recording just well ahead of broadcast, which is really not my favorite thing to do. And it occurred to me when we heard the Emerald Club Tattoo Company ad there, my man Gordy Farrell up there in downtown Selkirk, Manitoba, he's given me, I think, 5 tattoos, and I'm recording from the past, but looking ahead to the future, when you're tuned in right now on the Tuesday, I'll be up in Selkirk in Gordy's chair, getting another tattoo, something from a Porter Wagner suit next to the Blue Tiger from the Don Rich suit, which is the last tattoo Gordy gave me. Check him out, Emerald Club Tattoo Company up in Selkirk, Manitoba. Really just a 35-minute short drive from downtown Winnipeg. And a nice little drive, too. Nice way to spend a half an hour. Time for a block of new and recently released tunes. Rachel Brooke has got a brand new single, just came out. We're going to hear from her. We're going to hear from a couple of fellas from down Texas way, Matt Hillier and Corey Cross. Rachel Brooke spent some time on the road earlier this year with Rosie Nolan. We're going to hear from her. But to kick it all off, let's go back to that Pat Reedy record. I was just raving on and on about it when the relaunch took place, and we heard a couple songs from it in early episodes, and I'm still listening to it. It's called Make It Back Home. It came out on March 21st, and here's Pat Reedy with a great little number called Bright Lights on Boots and Saddle.
She said she was leaving, and she did, and she did, and she wonders how you stood there and just didn't say a thing. She said she was leaving, and she did, and she did, and you've seen it all before. There's a bright light calling I'm lonesome to the rhythm of the rails. There's a bright light calling I'm lonesome, shining straight from here to hell. straight from here to hell.
Everybody knows I'm the one. should keep me on the line. Go ahead, figure out your life. Stop wasting mine. Stop wasting mine. I've been thinking you're as good as I can get, so that's why I keep hanging on. It's too easy for you to lie. Don't play me like one of your songs. Now you're one of my songs.
Boots and Saddle is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com.
Well, every time I think about how you turned my life inside out, hey, baby, you made me new. I was lost and wandering all alone, sinking fast just like a stone, down, down, down into the blue. Then you came through me a line, you dusted off this heart of mine, pull me up, push me through. I guess that's why I have to say I wouldn't be standing here today. I'd be long gone, lonesome if I didn't have you. I'm living, I hope you know there ain't nothing I'd want to do if I didn't have you.
sin. I ain't slowing, the devil's no wind. Change of scenery, that's what I need. So I won't be afraid and I won't give out my name. The highway is my way, it's been. Goodbye, my friends, and goodbye, my sweet. Wishes and women keep shaking me down, but they ain't caught up yet. Everyone's confused and no one knows just where they're gone. So I stop to catch my breath and I will just keep on rolling and keep on rolling, keep on rolling, keep on rolling.
That's a nice one there to close out a five-pack of new and recently released music. From the great state of Texas, for the sovereign nation of Texas, that was Corey Cross with a nice song called The Highway from his new record, There's More. Came out on June 21st. I think he lives in Fort Worth. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm pretty sure, that he opened for us a couple years ago in Fort Worth at a Corb Lund show at a place called, I want to say Tulips. That sound right? Texas people, that sound right? You'll have to let me know. And before that, from Dallas, Texas, Matt Hillier with a bitchin' tune called If I Didn't Have You. Some hot picking off the top. Matt's from Dallas. His new record, Bright Skyline, also came out on June 21st. And before that, from Los Angeles, California, Rosie Nolan and a single released back on March 15th called One of Your Songs. I just love Los Angeles. I just got like this romantic notion of it, though, I think. I only ever spent like real solid time there a couple times. Once, shout out to my man, DJ Salty Cracker, Don Stixel, who recently transplanted to Austin, Texas from Los Angeles. And, you know, I'm happy for you, Don, but what happens now when I get to L.A.? Who's taking me for tacos and records? Rosie Nolan spent some time on the road earlier this year with Rachel Brooke, who is a favorite of the show. If you've been following along, played all of her singles that she's released this year so far. And her newest one is called The One Who Got Away, just released on July 19th. Rachel Brooke, what was I calling her there? The honky-tonk queen of Michigan. I hope that one sticks. I'm a big fan. And kicking it all off is Pat Reedy with Bright Lights from his new record, Make It Back Home, came out on March 21st. And I know I was saying some stuff there a couple weeks ago about the Charlie Thompson record maybe being my favorite of the year. But, you know, I went back to that Pat Reedy record earlier this week and still takes the cake for me on the year so far. But, you know, we're only halfway through. Well, I guess a little bit more than halfway. Folks, you're tuned to Boots and Saddle. I'm your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for joining in here with me this week and every week. If you cannot tune in live at CKUW.ca or at CKUW 95.9 FM every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to noon p.m., you can catch us in Toronto from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. every Thursday on CJTM for you early birds or night owls. I don't know your life. If you live any number of places where I know, I guess the bulk of our listeners do live elsewhere, you can catch us on the Spotify and Apple podcasts. The episodes are updated and released every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central, so you don't gotta wait that long. If you want to see me doing my thing up on stage, well, there's not a lot of opportunity to do that this summer. Very rare. I heard our pal Jeff Robson, expressing some gentle sours, lamenting about the lack of Sean Burns and Lost Country shows. It's true. There is a sore lack of them here this summer. In fact, I'm only doing one show in the city of Winnipeg this summer. It's Monday, August 12th at the Park Theater. I'll just be playing solo, a little solo opener for Kelsey Walden. It's kind of cool. She's coming back to town. She was at the Folk Fest last year. She's coming for a show at the Park Theater, and I will be there Monday, August 12th. Get your tickets now. I'll be at the Whiskey Jack in Perot Falls, Ontario, about 5 hours from here, with Sean Burns and Lost Country on Friday, August 23rd. You'll catch us in the province of Alberta in September and at Park Alley's right here in Winnipeg on September 28th. And then you'll have to wait till December, and we'll have another one here, another local show in December. And I'll tell you all about that closer to it. So just chill. But thanks for asking. The regional roundup is usually lost Canadian country music. But I thought to myself, we haven't really done a proper, multi-tune deep dive. Not even a deep dive, just a jump into the shallow end, if you want to be real about it. To Bakersfield, which is, the kind of country music that really shaped me. So we're going to do it right now. We're going to hear from at least three, maybe four. Let's see, with time permitting. We got about 18 minutes left in the show today. We're going to go to the quintessential truck driving record, 1966's Roll Truck Roll, to hear Red Simpson with Highwayman right here on Boots and Saddle.
Well, I drove this Jimmy Diesel from Mojave up to the summit of Tahoe. Then I headed down the hill to San Bernardino. I was pushed by 20 tons of rock and stone. Well, the warning buzzer sounded. I was low on air. I checked the pressure gauges. No pressure there. I looked at the deep and rocky canyon down below. I said, man, what a way to go. I saw a red light in my side view mirror. I knew there was a highwayman behind. Well, I tried to shift her down one time, but missed it. And she really started to unwind. Well, that patrolman passed me like I was sitting still. His siren started screaming as he went on down that hill. That highwayman, he had a crazy notion I could see. He was gonna try to clear the road for me. I read a sign, trucks 20 miles an hour. I watched the hand go round and hit the peg. That patrol car was burning up the highway, and I was right there on his license tag. Well, I started once to ditch, but then I lost my nerve. I sideswiped the bobtail as I straightened up the curve. I opened up my eyes and I was back on the level. But it took 5 more miles to shut her down. That highwayman walked up and put his hand out. And I reached out and shook it like a man. Well, he shook me loose and said, let's see your license. Yeah, and don't get wise with me, I'll run you in. Now, where's your registration? Who owns that machine? He wrote me a ticket longer than a witch's dream. Well, there's a lot of things in this old world that I don't understand. Yeah, and one of them's a
Proud owner of Assiniboine Carpet and Upholstery. Are you tired of facing the same issues every time you have your carpets cleaned? It's time for a change. With our meticulous care and guaranteed results, we ensure your satisfaction, backed by our written guarantee. Assiniboine Carpet and Upholstery, where quality meets assurance. Let's transform your carpets today.
Assiniboine Carpet and Upholstery, the last word in carpet cleaning.
Dixie.
School, I always had a girl. They'd laugh and giggle often.
awful cute and put me in a whirl. And every day at recess time they'd follow me outside. I'd scratch my head and wonder, are they ever satisfied? I'd say, honey, you better not do that. She said, why? And I said, 'cause you just better not do that. Snuggle up to me. I knew I couldn't last too long, 'cause I'm human, you see. I'd say, baby, you better not do that. She'd say, why? And I'd say, 'cause you just better not do that. Now that's the way my life has been. Ain't it a crying shame? How much longer can I last if I keep playing a game? Sometimes I don't know who I am. Don't they know what they're doing? In years to come, that girl's to be my ruin. And I'll say, now, honey, you better not do that. She said, why? I'd say, well, you just better not do that. And she'll say, why? And I'll say, oh, well, oh, it's all right if you do that.
Well, a four-pack there with some names synonymous with the Bakersfield sound. That was Tommy Collins with a single from 1954 featuring a young Buck Owens on lead guitar, You Better Not Do That. Before that, Wynn Stewart with a single from 1963 called Big City. I just love Wynn Stewart. You know, I've talked about it before, how he seems like a singular voice in country music. No one else sang like Wynn. No one else delivered it like Wynn. These two fellas, sort of elder statesmen of the Bakersfield sound. Mentors to fellas like Buck and Merle. Kay Adams, one of my favorites, before Wynn Stewart, with Bottle Baby from her 1967 record, Alcohol and Tears. Another theme central to country music is the truck driving song, along with that drinking song. And we heard Red Simpson with Highwayman from the quintessential truck driving record, 1966, Roll Truck Roll. Friends, that just about does it for me here this week. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. I've been your host, Sean Burns, with another installment of Boots and Saddle. Remember, the archived episodes updated at 3 p.m. Central every Tuesday. I'll invite you to follow along with the Boots and Saddle show on Instagram and on Facebook and on the Substack, bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You get your monthly newsletter there and sometimes some other musings or ramblings or rants from your host. Thanks to our paid subscribers. It's a fantastic way to show your support for the program. Appreciate it very much, friends. Well, seeing as how I'm staring down the barrel of a few days in Montana here this weekend, we're going to hear a Montana song from Wiley in the West, their 2012 record Sky Tones, and a pretty little song called My Home's in Montana. This one came on the Spotify shuffle last week when I was on the road, and my wife sent me a little note and said that little Violet Moon was dancing around the living room to this beautiful old Western cowboy song, and I thought that was so cute. And I dialed it up, and it's a pretty beautiful little song here, and it's going to close the program. Thanks for joining me this week, friends. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. We'll chat later.
Montana. I wear the bandana, my spurs are silver, my ponies are gray. While riding the ranges, my luck never changes. With foot in the stirrup, I gallop away. The valleys are dusty, my pony is trusty. He lopes through the blizzard with snow in his ears. Cattle may scatter, but what does it matter? My rope is a halter for pig-headed steers. My home's in Montana. I wear a bandana. My spurs are silver, my ponies are gray. Pine branches to heap on my campfire when daylight grows pale. When I have partaken of beans and of bacon, I'll whistle a merry old song of the trail. Montana, I wear a bandana, my spurs are silver, my ponies are gray. While riding the ranges, my luck never changes. With foot in the stirrup, I gallop.
That looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.